Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 107 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 15th, 2011, from the land of the free and the home of the brave. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. Well, we are just getting organized here. It is it's a special day at the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Studios. It's my missus's birthday today, and we are going to begin tonight's program with a little bit of a tribute to her. If you can hear, I woke up with a cold this morning, or in the middle of last night, so if I'm a bit under the weather or sound it, that's why. From 1971, this is Emmett Rhodes and Birthday Lady. That is Emmett Rhodes from 1971, and boy, do I have a big frog in my throat. And Birthday Lady, and going out once again to the Birthday Lady, Brinsley Schwartz, Ian Gom, Nick Lowe.
Well, you know, 'cause it's true, every man's gotta have his world. Well, my turning days are over, baby, since I found you, girl. 'Cause my life was changed by love that came on strong. Now things are getting better, baby, since you came along. 'Cause I had always treated love just like a game. But since you taught me how to play, I ain't never been the same. So I just gotta shout it, well, how sweet it is to tell that my lonely days are at an end, and my lonely nights as well. Because I tell it to everyone I see that my little girl is just the most, and she means so much to me.
That is Brinsley Schwartz. Brinsley Schwartz is the eponymous group named after the guitar player Brinsley Schwartz, who went on to be a member of the rumor Graham Parker's backing band. And Brinsley Schwartz also featured Nick Lowe and Ian Gumm, both with people who made hits on the stateside in the late 70s and early 80s. And my brain doesn't work. It must be all the Alka-Seltzer Plus. We are remiss. I did not thank our sponsors for bringing you tonight's program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Yeah, I think I caught this cold because I was not only exposed to it for 11 days. Thanks, Lexi. My sister Lexi has this cold, or she's probably about over it. I'm just now getting it. We were all in Europe between September 2nd and the 13th, and the long trip home, the 24-hour travel day, lowered my resistance, and it got the better of me. I got home Tuesday night. I am happy to be home. I'm back in the USA. Sorry I missed all the commemorations over the weekend, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. Golly, from 1971 once again. We're in the 70s for some time now. We're not going anywhere. This is Johnny Cash, the Man in Black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said. about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black and mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
That is Johnny Cash from 1971. And this is a Johnny Cash song, but this ain't Johnny. You know that.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flame went higher. And it burned, burned, burned. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. Yep, yep, yep. Whew. All right. Come on, baby.
Taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I felt for you like a child, and oh, the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flame went higher. And it burned, burned, burned. That ring of fire, that ring of fire. Oh, I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flame went higher. And it burned, burned, burned. The little ring of fire, and that ring of fire. Yes, it burned, burned, burned. A little ring of fire, the little ring of fire. Burn, 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 the ring of fire.
I'll say that burns. That's Tom Jones, Sir Tom Jones, everybody's favorite Welshman, burning it up with Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. And I am not cooking on all cylinders tonight, and I don't really care. I'm having fun. It's good to be back behind the board here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I've missed it almost a month away. For those of you looking for a heck of a lot of this, Saturday night I will be doing the Hank and Jim Network thing. Again, visit hinkydinky.net on Saturday for stuff, telling you about how to get at it. And if you are on the mailing list, you'll just get a piece of email that tells you how to do that. And if you want to get on the mailing list and you're not on the mailing list, just send an email to michael@hinkydinky.net. That's me, Uncle Michael. And Uncle Michael will be here this Saturday night for, I'd say, about 3 hours, beginning 8 Central Time, going to 11 Central Time. Right now, this is a fella named Frederick Knight and a song called Trouble.
Trouble, you can't fool me. I see you behind that tree. Trouble, you can't fool me.
There ain't never anything wrong that can't be fixed by time and love. It's The Free Design from 1970.
Thank you.
That's a big old oops. It's right about there. What can you do? What can you say? I don't know. What can you do? What can you say? How about some bread?
Watching you move across the floor. You fire up my mind. Can't take it no more. You're a fancy dancer. Making me blind so I can't see. And you ain't no good for me.
You know what's better than a song by Brad? Two songs by Brad.
And Aubrey was her name, and not so very ordinary girl or name, but who's to blame for a love that wouldn't bloom, for the hearts that never played in tune, like a lovely melody that everyone can sing. Take away the words that rhyme, it doesn't mean a thing. And Aubrey was her name. We tripped the light and danced together to the moon. But where was June? No, it never came around. If it did, it never made a sound. Maybe I was absent or was listening too fast, catching all the words, but then the meaning going past. God, I miss the girl, and I'd go a thousand times around the world just to be closer to her. Just the same, I loved her name. Wish that I had found a way, and the reasons that would make her stay. I have learned to lead a life apart from all. I can't have the one I want, I'll do without the best. How I miss the girl, and I'd go a million times around the world just to say she had been mine.
Let that one sink in.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, we're going to try to catch up on a few missed, what do you want to call them? Chicago WCFL 4040s. Boy, I am really, really out of it. We missed several of them during the hiatus for the week of September 2nd. We missed Ann Murray, who reached number 40 that week in the greater Chicago area with this one, Talk It Over, in the morning.
I disappointed you by saying things I never meant to say. Now after all this time, do you say you want to throw our love away? Let's pack our troubles off to bed, forget those all
Well, I hope not everybody out there is experiencing some of the big skippiness in the signal tonight. I don't know really what that's all about. If you have that problem and you're tuned in to the Stick Cam chat room, you can freeze the video. It usually fixes that. I know that for some of you, freezing the video is absolutely out of the question, and I sympathize with that. That was Anne Murray and Talk It Over in the Morning from the week 40 years ago, September 2nd, 1971. We also missed the Top 40 Survey number 40 song from the week of August 26th, 1971, which, of course, you'll remember quite well. It's the Stampeders and Sweet City Woman. Don't worry, folks, we're almost there. We're almost all caught up on the big 40 top WCFL Chicago Music Survey thing. We've got just one more to go. 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area, Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett and this Dave Mason composition, That Only You Know and I Know.
Too many Mr. Monkey Hustle?
Hey, brother, what it is?
It's a funny flick. I mean, a funny flick that's downright tasty.
Kickin', pluckin'.
It's booty kicking, knuckle busting action.
It better be a candy bar, nigga, because you pull it out and you sure gonna eat it.
It's dodging the man.
Hold it, you turkeys. Let me show these suckers they can't mess with the Black Knight.
It's doing some good in the neighborhood.
Ripping off newspaper boxes is not our thing. Can you dig?
But most of all, the Monkey Hustle is.
You gotta get your righteous scam. Run it through 5 different ways on Sundays, making sure there ain't no holes in it. Mm. Then after you run it through 5 different ways, then you're ready to jump out in the street with your bad walk, your bad down dip.
Yeah.
You're ready for the Monkey Hustle.
Oh,
can
yes.
You dig it?
Yaphet Kotto, Rudy Ray Moore, Roslyn Cash, and probably some people you know. The Monkey Hustle from AIP, rated PG.
All right, all right, all right.
Parental guidance suggested.
Now, I don't know nothing about them other Rudy Poots over there. I don't care nothing about them other Rudy Poots. Because that's all he is, Rudy Poots.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. A vicious criminal stalks the streets of Midland City in search of a victim.
Hey, lady.
Yeah?
Stick him up.
Okay.
What? Is there no one who can stop this brazen criminal act?
I only got a quarter.
I'll take it.
But wait! Up there.
Where?
In the sky, where there appears a weirdly dressed, costumed figure.
You mean that weirdly dressed figure in that costume?
Yes.
Who's that?
I think it's Chicken Man. Nobody else looks like that.
Yes, it is Chicken Man. Once again prepared to strike terrific terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
Halt, cowardly criminal, for you have come to the end of your diabolical and cruel scheming ways. For now I, the wonderful white-winged warrior, will crush you with one blow for my enormous...
Hey, I only took a quarter.
A quarter?
Yeah, a lousy quarter. Take it. Go ahead.
Well, I only wanted to...
Yeah, I know. You only wanted. Just take the dough and forget it. I'll do without. Won't be the first time.
Why did you take this money?
I wanted to start my own business, that's all. It was a bad idea. Forget it.
A business?
Yeah, you know, just a small operation.
With a quarter?
No factories or nothing. I wasn't going to open any factories.
No factories.
At least not right away, you know.
I see. That would have come
sure
later.
Later, after I start manufacturing the stuff and it's selling good, then, you know, I'd expand a little bit at a time.
Yes. Where would you manufacture in the meantime?
I was going to build a little shop down in my basement.
In your basement?
Nothing fancy. A couple boards hammered together.
Of course.
And I could have worked by candlelight, you know, until I could afford electric.
How humble.
I'll tell you, I would have made a product that I would really have been proud of.
Yes, I'm sure.
Something that I wouldn't have been ashamed to push in the marketplace. Something that I wouldn't have been ashamed to call my product. It was my dream, hammered out of wood and steel with my bare hands in my little workshop by the light of a flickering candle night after night.
What would you have called it?
I would have named it after my father.
And you would have called it?
Irving.
Irving?
Something wrong with that name?
No, I would be proud to buy an Irving.
Well, you can't buy one.
Why not?
Because Irving's son's gone to jail for armed robbery.
Once again, a man's dream of a quality Irving has been shattered by a rash indiscretion. Oh, yes, we can always buy a Japanese Irving, but will it be a quality Irving? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Come on, Chicken Man, bend over. Let's see that tail feather. This is the brothers, James and Bobby Purify, from 1967, and Shake a Tail Feather.
Thing tonight, and if that was you and me out there, baby, I would have shown.
me see you shake a tail feather.
I love me some James and Bobby Purify, don't you? Especially that and I'm Your Puppet, which I don't know if we've played before, but we'll probably play someday if we haven't played it before. Right now, this is War and Galaxy.
Out of sight, it's out of sight, it's out of sight, it's gone. In the galaxy, it's gone. At the galaxy, out of sight, it's out of sight, it's gone. In the galaxy, it's gone.
professional, the real alternative to mindless garbage.
That's Rose Murphy and Sweet George Brown from 1957, I believe. Right now from 19-something or else. No, it's not from the 20th century. This is Mr. Michael Nesmith, lately of the Monkees, but no longer. And his song, Silver Moon as we begin to wind things down on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks so much for joining me.
See the lazy windmill slowly turning, cutting up the marble canyons of the sky. See the dust around my feet go churning, moving with the winds down the highways of goodbye.
Mike Nesmith and Silver Moon, and if everybody will take a deep breath and hold it, I'll squeeze one more in before we all have to say goodnight, even though we have reached the bottom of the hour. This is the Possum, Mr. George Jones, and one of my favorites, a Rory radio staple. In fact, the king is gone, and so are you.
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar. I cleared us off a place on that one little table that you left us, and pull me up a big old piece of floor. I pull the head off Elvis, fill Fred up to his pelvis. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Round about 10 we all got to talking about Graceland, did rock and such. The conversation finally turned to women, but they said they didn't get around too much. Elvis said, find them young, and Fred said, old-fashioned girls are fun.
Dabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you.
Later on, it finally hit me that you wouldn't be a-coming home no more. Cause this time I know you won't forgive me, like all of them other times before. Then I broke Elvis's nose, pouring the last drop from his toe.
Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you.
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I sold the label off.
Folks, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Hinky Dinky Time radio program. If you stay tuned right after this beautiful closing theme, after the credits roll, you can enjoy a rebroadcast of whatever portion of the program you have missed. If you have nothing better to do this Saturday night at 8 o'clock Central Daylight Time, please, please visit hinkydinky.net at that time for information about tuning right on in to me hosting on the Hank and Jim Radio Network, which is so much fun, and it's more fun when you're there. Good night, everybody. Be excellent to one another.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.